Hi, this is Erin, and welcome to Everything EFL, my little podcast about English language teaching and other teachy stuff too. Credit and honourable mentions will be given during the episode or in the show notes. Let's crack on. Hello, you gorgeous teachers. It's lovely to be back. Lovely to see, well, you know. If you are new, you are most welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. So today, guys, I thought I would just expand on a lesson plan that I mentioned on social media a while ago. It's on my Everything EFL Teacher Development page on Facebook and also on my Instagram page. So I'm going to give you a full rundown of the lesson because I just really enjoyed it. And it's not always about me, but I think my students really enjoyed it too. So I think we can all agree that pretty much every student or most students love songs, and you probably love songs as well. You probably love using songs. So I set myself a bit of a challenge with this task. I didn't want to do, you know, the gap fill. I wanted to try and actually use the text and the lyrics for a slightly deeper purpose, okay? And I also wanted to kind of impress upon my students, like, getting out of your comfort zone and really having fun and letting go, because my students, they're a small group, they're female, they're quite shy, they're from a culture that I'm going to say that the women especially can be quite passive. The education system doesn't really encourage students to really speak up, say their opinion or anything like that. So I really wanted to just do something different with them and give them a different experience and get them, you know, walking away from the lesson with a big smile on their face and a feeling like they'd just done something new and they'd accomplished something and maybe just kind of just grown in a very small way. So here's what we did. This all took place over the course of three lessons, okay? I'm lucky enough to have kind of long lessons. Depending on the time you have, you can do this over the course of several lessons. But this is the beauty of, you know, stealing ideas from other teachers. You take it and then you ask yourself, how can I adapt this to my students? So this is what I'm going to ask you to do once you've listened to what I did. What can you take? Can you take the whole thing or can you take little bits and pieces and tweak it for your own students? Okay. Let's get on with it. So I asked my students to discuss and vote for a song that they would all like to listen to. Now, obviously, if you have a larger class, you're going to get more than one song. Not everybody's going to vote for the same one, but maybe you can have two or three songs that you can look at week after week. Now, they voted for One Direction, That's What Makes You Beautiful. Gonna be honest, wouldn't be my favourite, but it's really upbeat, it's really catchy, so I was like, okay, that's great. It's their choice and that's the important thing. So for their homework, I asked them to get hold of the lyrics online and underline any phrases they liked and also ones they didn't know. Now, the next morning, I put the lyrics on Jamboard and in two groups, I asked them to tell their partner about the phrases that they'd highlighted or underlined at home. And a really sweet thing happened. I don't know whether it was independently of each other, but it was certainly independent of me. Both groups designed a little colour code. So, for example, one group had underlined everything green for the phrases they liked and everything blue for the phrases they didn't know. And then they wrote the colour key on the Jamboard, which I thought was really sweet. But maybe that came out of the fact that I gave them a choice in the first place. You know, they're starting to use their initiative a little bit. So once they were done, we went through the meanings together. I gave them some examples, and if they just highlighted or underlined single words, we expanded it with phrases and collocations. After that, we did a little bit of rhythm work because I was preparing them to lip sync. So we did things like, that's what makes you beautiful and things like that, you know, stuff that actually, so like the actual rhythm of the words in the song so that they could keep up. We also did a little bit of pronunciation work with the L, you light up my life, because this is a pronunciation point that is a little bit difficult. So again, for your group, throw something in there just to add to the mix, just so they're getting absolutely everything they can out of this activity. The next day, I had questions prepared using the phrases they'd highlighted or underlined, so they discussed those. And then I gave them a little bit of privacy. I stayed out of the breakout rooms. I gave them some privacy to discuss the next question that I put on the Jamboard. I asked them if I could have their permission to record us lip-syncing the song on Zoom and then post it on my social media. Now, I haven't posted it yet because I couldn't quite manage to convert the file to another video. But, you know, I'm a typical teacher that way. I'm hopeless with technology, but I'm still hoping to put it online at some point. Hopefully by the time this comes out. So I asked them, can I have your permission to record us lip syncing? I also asked them how do they feel about this, and some of them wrote on sticky notes on Jamboard, nervous, fun, excited, that kind of thing. And then I introduced the phrase, you know, what do you think stepping outside your comfort zone means? Why do you think it's important? So we discussed that as well at the end. Then I gave everybody time to rehearse alone, so they found the lyrics on YouTube and they practiced lip syncing to the last three choruses. We came back, we practiced together. Now, in hindsight, I probably would have advised them to use the slower speed to rehearse first of all, and then speed up when they're a little bit more confident with it, because obviously I'm a native speaker, I'm lip syncing along, it's dead easy for me. I did underestimate how difficult this would be for a non-native speaker, so that's just something to keep in mind. You know, you could probably give it to them for homework to practice lip syncing on a slower speed and then come back the next day to practice it together. Next time. We live and learn. It's very rare that you do a lesson for the first time and everything goes completely 100%. So I didn't beat myself up about it. It's a learning experience for me too. So then I encourage them to go a little bit crazy, you know, dance in your seat, make faces, use your hands, wave them around, you know, whatever it is you want to do, let go and have fun. And we did. I recorded it. We did it in one take. They were happy with that. Everybody finished with a big smile. I asked them how they felt. They said they felt great. And I guarantee that next time they hear that song, two things will happen. One, they will instantly smile. And they might even say to their friend, I know this song. And the second thing they'll do is sing along. So again, let me ask you, can you take everything from this and use it with your class? Or might you have to sort of tweak it, leave out a couple of stages, add a couple of stages? I'd love to know if you've done this kind of thing before or whether you fancy using it. And if you do something like this, I would love to hear your story. My email is in the show notes. You can contact me on Instagram and Facebook under Everything EFL Podcast as well. It'd be amazing if you could post your videos with your groups doing the song, if that is in fact what you did. But I understand if you can't. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love you to spread the word of Everything EFL Podcast, share it with a colleague, mention it in your staff room, talk me up on social media. You could also leave a kind-worded review on Spotify or iTunes as well to help push me up the ratings. Please take care of yourselves, have a safe and peaceful week, and I hope that this episode has given you a little bit of inspiration for the week ahead. Share the love, guys. Bye.